Welcome to the Young Money Podcast with Ross Moran. This episode of the Young Money Podcast is brought to you by More Time Financial, a financial planning, money management, and financial education business helping young Australians to make smarter decisions with their money.
Welcome to episode 18 of the Young Money Podcast. I'm your host, Ross Moran. If this is your first time listening in, this is a podcast designed to try and change the conversations that we have about money from the media's negative portrayals to more of a go-to resource and good news story. So each week, we'll bring you discussions about travel, lifestyle, business, relationships, and of course, money, all of which that is tailored around our generation, as well as interviews with young Australians who are doing something amazing and awesome with their lives. So last week, we had on the show Kyle Hunter, who is a social media influencer and content creator, and we talked about how he's traveling the world and getting paid from creating content for brands online. If you haven't listened to that episode yet, be sure to check it out at episode 17 of the Young Money Podcast. Other guests on the show include Talia Benefield from Talia Benefield Design, accountant Ruben Bogola from New Wave Business Solutions, the founder and editor of Startup Creative, Kayleen Langford, Nick Lennox, the founder of Udio Media, and many, many more. In today's episode, we want to talk about getting financially organized. So for all of us, money is one of those strange topics where we were never taught about it at school, and we've really just been left up to our own devices to try and figure out how it works and what we really should be doing with our money. So if we paint a picture, you wake up one day and you've just decided you want to make a change. You want to be better with your money. So maybe something's happened in your life that has forced you to this point that made you want to make this change. So a lot of times people are turning 30 that they feel like it's time to get their life together. Maybe you've just seen a friend who earns a lot less than you buy their first house and you feel like that you might want to buy your house someday. Maybe you've listened to the previous episode of the Young Money Podcast about traveling the world and you figured you want to do the same. So whatever it is, you've gotten to this point where you're ready to make a change. You're sitting there and you're wondering what that first step is and what you should do. So here are my recommendations on taking that first step and getting financially organized. So by far, this first step is the hardest and most annoying part, which is the reason why so many of us just neglect it and sweep it under the rug. But before we can move forward and before we can take that next step, we need to know what your starting point is. So we need to figure out where you are right now financially. Once we do that, then we can figure out what needs to happen and how we move forward. All right, so a few things you might need for this is either a Excel spreadsheet, a Google Doc, a blank bit of paper or a notebook, and some time that you can actually set yourself to actually get through this stuff. So maybe this is going to be a weekend that you smash all this stuff out, or set yourself a couple of hours each week to kind of get your shit sorted. First thing we need to do is figure out what you currently earn. Now, this might be relatively simple depending on your circumstances. So if you've got a regular 9-to-5 job and that's your only source of income at the moment, then what we need to do is check out your last two pay slips. So get your two pay slips from your employer, figure out your gross income, so that's your before tax annual salary income. And then we want to look at your after-tax or net income. So that's going to be the income that you take home that gets paid into your bank account each week or each fortnight. Now, if your life's a little bit more complicated and you've got property, you've got shares, or maybe a business, then you might need to get up your statements from your accountant. So you might want to contact your accountant and figure out what you're currently earning in your business. If you've got a property, you might want to contact your property manager and figure out exactly what your current rental income from that property is. If you've got shares, you might be able to look at what your last few dividends were, or what your investment income was. So whatever it is, we just need to figure out what you currently earn. Now that's going to give us a good starting point. Step number two is to review your expenses. So here we want to figure out exactly how much it is you spend on a weekly, fortnightly, or yearly basis. So it's going to be a little bit more difficult than the first step, especially if you've never looked at your expenses before. So what I recommend you do is start making a list of all those big expenses that you know come out on a regular basis. So this either is rent, or your mortgage repayments, car loan repayments, electricity, water bills, phone bill, fuel, groceries. Start with those big things that you know happen on a regular basis and they're pretty easy to keep track of. And then work your way down to those smaller things that are a bit harder to actually know what you currently spend. So this might be on entertainment, going for beers, going out for dinner, what you pay for parking, all those kind of smaller little bills that we're not really sure of. So what I recommend you do here is either jump online to your online banking and have a look at your last month of expenses, just to get an idea of what you currently spend, and what it costs you to live. So you can maybe even request a list of your recent transactions or your regular bills or from your bank, and just try and make a list and try and really understand what it is you currently spend. All right, so you've just done step one and step two, what you currently earn and what you currently spend. So even by doing these first two relatively simple steps, you might already start to realize that you're spending more than you earn, and it might start to open your eyes up into how valuable it can be to have these two figures in place and really understand where you are at financially. So the third step is to figure out what you currently own. So these are your personal assets. So what I recommend you do is you check out your bank accounts. And if you've got one bank account, it's going to be nice and easy. You just get the current value of your bank account. If you've got multiple, so maybe a bills account, a holiday savings account, or a house deposit account, then make a list of those as well. If you don't have this information or you're not sure exactly what you have, you can contact your bank and ask them for a current rundown of all your accounts. But most people have this either on the banking app or be able to find this on the internet. So make a list of all your current assets. So put this under a column saying, what do I own? So again, if you've got property, you can ask your real estate agent for a relative pricing guide or an estimate of what your current property is worth. For most of us, we're going to have superannuation. So a lot of people don't think that you own your super fund, but it's actually your money. So it's important to figure out how much you currently own. So contact your super fund or look at a recent statement to find out the value of your fund. Maybe you've got lost super, so you can contact the ATO or jump onto MyGov and find out how much you currently have sitting in your superannuation fund, which for a lot of people get surprised by. While you're there, it's probably a good idea to check that your employer is putting in the right amount of money into your superannuation fund. So have a look on your payslip or when you speak to your super fund, make sure that your employer is putting in a minimum of 9.5% of your gross income each quarter should be going into your superannuation fund. So jump on Redbook, find out how much your current car is worth. Again, if you've got shares, you should be able to jump on maybe to the ASX share trading account and find out how much your shares are currently worth. All your assets, so big, small, big things, small things, get a value of what you currently own. So just so you know where you are and what your current assets are. So again, this might be something that you need to revisit and come back to over the next couple of days or next couple of weeks, because not all of these things you're going to be able to find the information straight away. But hopefully by now you're starting to realize how important it is to have this information and starting to get a sense of where you are at financially. So the next one is not the funnest area to look at, but something that a lot of people neglect and sweep under the rug and put into the too hard basket. And what we want to figure out now is what you owe. So this is your debts. So again, we want to jump online to your bank account, either on your app or on the online banking, and figure out what your current credit card balance is at, what your personal loan is, what your mortgage is, and get an idea of what your current balance owing is, your current credit card interest rate, or your personal loan interest rate, how much longer you've got to repay on your personal loan, your car loan, all your things that you owe money for. We want to include this in this column. So that is your what do I owe, what are my current debts column. So you might have HEX debt or student loan debt. So again, jump onto MyGov or create a MyGov account if you don't have one. You'll be able to find out exactly how much your HEX is. If you have a family loan, you want to include it in there. An investment loan, anything that you can think that you, anyone that you owe money to, anything you owe money for, make a list and put it into this column. What this is going to do is going to give us the second part, the second component we need to calculate your current net worth. So your net worth is probably the single most important number that we can kind of evaluate where you are financially. Now, there's no right or wrong answer in terms of if your net worth is high or low, but what we want to do is take your total assets. So from step number three, we want to take that total number and put that in the assets column. And then we want to take your total liabilities or total debts, and we want to minus that off your assets. So total assets minus your total liabilities is going to give you your current net worth. By now, we're going to have a really clear idea of what we currently earn in your income, what you currently spend in your expenses, what you currently own through your assets, and what you currently owe through your liabilities or through your debts. Going through this process, and again, this might not be a simple and straightforward process. This might be done over a few weeks' time, but this is going to give you a really clear idea of where you are financially. And for most of us, this is going to be the first time you've ever seen everything out in one place. This is the first time you're actually going to have an idea of where you are financially. So not an easy process, not the most fun thing to do, especially on the weekend, but very, very important that you do this. Now that we have a clear idea of where you are financially, it's time to set some goals and put it into action. So if you have a lot of credit card or personal loan debt, it's time to make a plan to reduce this ASAP. If you want to go on a holiday, set yourself a 6-month or 12-month goal, break those into weeks and start saving. If you don't trust yourself to be able to do this or save money each week, ask a friend or a family member or maybe a current partner to be your accountability buddy. Maybe you can go one step further and transfer them money each week, just so you force yourself to do it and you know that you can't spend it if it's in someone else's account. Or maybe you create a joint account for yourself and your partner so you have someone else to try and hit these goals with you. So whatever it is, it's important that you set yourself some goals. So you've got a clear idea of where you are now, set yourself some goals, and be sure to make a plan to be able to take that next step on getting out of debt, start saving, or whatever it is you want to achieve. Hopefully you found that information useful and given you the tools that you need to be able to get financially organized. Be sure to tune in next week to listen to an interview that I had with social media influencer and content creator, Elliot Tiger Lyons. So current Neverland Boys member. If you follow them on Instagram, you won't want to miss this episode. We talk about the ups and downs of social media, being in business and partnership with your friends, how traveling the world left him feeling unfulfilled, what his plans are for the future, and a really interesting story that left Elliot and his mates sitting there with their social media accounts locked out and having to start their accounts all over again. So be sure to tune in for those interesting stories and many, many more episodes of the Young Money Podcast. See you next week.
Enjoyed this episode of the Young Money Podcast. Make sure you subscribe to keep up to date with all the latest episodes, and feel free to leave a like, comment, and share it with a friend.